George, why couldn't I use the bathroom in that store?
Grandma, trust me. This is the best bathroom in Midtown.
He knows.
Right in there, on the left. Exquisite marble, high ceilings, and a flush like a jet engine.
Now, listen, you better not wait. I'll catch you later.
You sure?
He knows.
Wow. Nice.
Why don't you try your engagement store?
Won't work.
Are you sure?
He knows.
Look, Kevin, I really like you. But maybe we'd be better off just being friends.
Friends?
Well, I mean... Oh, God. This tuna tastes like an old sponge.
Friends. Yeah. Why not friends? I might like to try that. Like you and Jerry.
Woo!
This damn thing is jammed again.
You know what happens with these? The rollers, they get flat spots on them.
Huh? Hey, Leland wants everyone in the conference room right now.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Remember I was telling you about Jillian, my friend who writes the L.L. Bean catalog? I really think you should give her a call.
I don't know. Do you have it? Not bad. But what is she...
I put her stats on the back.
Pretty impressive. Serious boyfriend, 92 to 95.
Uh-huh.
Owns her own car.
Yep.
Favorite president, James Polk.
Let me see that.
So, how'd it go with Kevin? Did you steel-toe his ass back to Kentucky?
You are not going to believe this. I told him that I just wanted to be friends. He's fine with it. He really wants to be friends.
Why would anybody want a friend?
It's really not that bad, actually. He said he'd even go with me to the Museum of Miniatures. This is something you would never, ever do.
I mean, all that stuff is so small. Stupid.
You know, if I told my engagement story to that receptionist, but told her this was my fiancée...
What?
Don't you see? Women like that are like members of a secret tribe living in a forbidden city. People like me have not been inside in thousands of years. But with this, it's like I've already been with one of her own. My hand's been stamped. I come and go as I please.
Well, you've cracked it. I warned the queen you were getting close, and now it looks like we're going to have to move the whole damn Forbidden City.
Can I keep this?
No, I need it.
Thanks. Hi. I'm here to see a Mr. Art Vandelay.
I'm sorry, sir. There is no Mr. Vandelay here.
Well, let me... Let me just check and make sure I have the right name. Seems... Oh, I know.
Oh, she is beautiful. Who is she?
Well, if you must know, she was my fiance, Susan. May she rest in peace.
I'm so sorry. She was lovely. I'm Amanda.
I'm George.
Good work today, K-Man.
Well, you know what they say. You don't sell the steak, you sell the sizzle.
In that case, make mine a double.
Jerry?
Jillian. Hi.
Very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you. She had man hands.
Man hands?
The hands of a man. It's like a creature out of Greek mythology. I mean, she was like part woman, part horrible beast.
Would you prefer it if she had no hands at all?
Would she have hooks?
Do hooks make it more attractive, Jerry?
Yeah, cool looking.
Listen, you're picking me up on my plane tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got 5 huge boxes of buttons.
Right. Well, if you need an extra set of hands, I know you can call.
Jerry!
Kramer?
Hey, buddy. Hey.
8 o'clock in the morning. What the hell is going on?
Breakfast. I gotta be in at Brant Leland by 9.
Why?
Because I'm working there, that's why.
How long have I been asleep? What year is it?
Look, Jerry, I don't know if you've noticed, but lately I've been drifting aimlessly.
Now that you mention it.
But I finally realized what's missing in my life. Structure. And at Brant Leland, I'm getting things done. And I love the people I'm working with.
How much are they paying?
No. I don't want any pay. I'm doing this just for me.
Clearly. So, what do you do down there all day?
TCB. You know, taking care of business. Yep, I gotta go. All right. I'll see you tonight, huh?
Don't forget my briefcase. Well, what do you got in there?
Crackers.
So the picture worked. Amazing.
Hey, she wants me to dress a smart casual. What is that?
I don't know, but she don't have it.
Right. Bye.
Where were you today?
What?
Pick up.
Damn.
So, where were you?
Here, I guess. And, I went out and picked up a paper.
I had to ask Kevin to leave his office and come and pick me up.
Well, what are friends for?
Yeah, and he is a friend, Jerry. He's reliable. He's considerate. He's like your exact opposite.
So he's Bizarro Jerry.
Bizarro Jerry?
Yeah, like Bizarro Superman. Superman's exact opposite. Who lives in the backwards Bizarro world? Up is down, down is up. He says hello when he leaves, goodbye when he arrives.
Shouldn't he say bad bye? Isn't that the opposite of goodbye?
No, it's still goodbye.
Does he live underwater?
No.
Is he black?
Look, just forget the whole thing, all right?
Oh, man. What a day. I use a drink.
Just at the office?
People kept coming in, and that phone just wouldn't stop.
Well, we better get going if we're going to go to that 7 o'clock cold fusion.
Yeah, well, count me out. I'm swimming. Old man Leland is busting my hump over these reports. If I don't get them done by 9, I'm toast.
This is a fantastic place. I always thought it was a meatpacking plant.
Hey, Amanda. These are my friends, Annabelle, Justina, and Nikki.
Modeling. What's that like? Fun? Stupid.
So, Nikki, how was Paris this time?
A bore.
You know, he used to love Paris. My dead fiance, Susan. In fact, I think I may have a picture of her. Yeah.
Wow. She was beautiful.
Do you want to dance? Would you like some bread, Jerry?
No, thanks. I'm just not hungry.
Well, then at least drink your beer.
Twist off.
You have a little something on your face.
I can get it.
No, you're missing it. It's higher. It's an eyelash. Make a wish.
I don't want to.
Make a wish.
Okay. Didn't come true.
Don't you just love lobster?
That museum of miniatures was amazing.
No, it's so tiny.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Elaine, sit down. These are a couple of my friends.
This is Gene.
And this guy we just called Feldman.
The bizarro world.
Terry, it was incredible. Models, as far as the eye could see.
And it does exist.
Yes, the legends are true.
So when are you going out with this girl again?
Look, I'm inside the walls.
So you're going to burn that bridge.
Flame on!
I got it.
Oh, you got it last time.
Don't worry about it.
This is unbelievable.
Say, Elaine, what do you think of an alarm clock that automatically tells you the weather when you wake up?
Well, I gotta say, I think that that is a fantastic idea, Feldman.
Nah, I don't. It's not practical.
Well, see you later, Elaine. Feldman and I gotta get down to the library.
What are you gonna do down there?
Read.
Hello?
So, Jillian's coming over later. I'm going to end it.
Uh-huh.
Those meaty paws. I feel like I'm dating George the Animal Steel.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll chain her to the refrigerator and sell tickets.
Oh, that's nice.
Paper, put the paper down. You never listen to me anymore. We hardly even talk.
Well, we're talking now, aren't
we? I see you for 20 lousy minutes in the morning. And then when you come home at night, you're always exhausted. We never do anything anymore.
What are you starting with me for? You know this is my crazy time of year.
It's your third day.
I gotta go to work. We'll talk about this later.
Well, call if you're gonna be late.
What? What is going on with you two?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Listen, have you seen my address? Ah, there it is. Okay, I got it. I'll see you later.
Hey, wait a second. Where are you going? I hardly ever see you anymore.
Well, I guess I've been at Reggie's.
The bizarro coffee shop?
Kevin and his friends are nice people. They do good things. They read.
I read.
Books, Jerry.
Oh. Big deal.
I can't spend the rest of my life coming into this stinking apartment every 10 minutes to pore over the excruciating minutiae of every single daily event.
Why not? Like yesterday, I went to the bank to make a deposit, and the teller gives me this look.
I'll see you later, man. I gotta go.
The whole system is breaking down.
Amanda, hi. Yeah. Listen, you know, I'm thinking we might just be better off being friends. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I can't even really talk about it right now. Bye-bye.
No!
Friends. Just friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, do you still want to see a movie later?
I wish I could, but we're friends.
I'm just going to go wash my hands.
Good idea. There's a beach towel on the rack.
Yeah.
Jerry, my hair dryer ruined the picture. I know I need another one or I can't get back into the Forbidden City.
Who is this?
Jerry! I need you to get another picture of man hands. I'm begging you.
If I get it for you, will you take me to that club and show me a good time?
Yes, all right, anything.
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm right here. You're late?
Yeah, well, I got held up, you know. What happened to your hand?
Like you care.
The work piled up, I lost track.
Oh, sure, sure. You and your work. Elaine's off in the bizarro world. George only calls when he wants something. And I'm left sitting here like this plate of cold chicken. Which, by the way, was for two. You booked? I ordered in. It's still effort.
Oh, jeez.
What's wrong?
It's my stomach.
You're probably getting an ulcer. This job is killing you. It's killing us.
You know what? You're right. These reports, they can wait a couple of hours. What do you say we go out tonight, any place you want?
The coffee shop?
You got it, buddy.
I'll call George. Hey, isn't that Elaine?
Maybe she'd give me another picture of man hands. Elaine!
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 Elaine! Elaine!
Hey, Elaine! Hi! Over here.
Jerry, George, Kramer, this is Kevin, Jean, and Feldman.
This is really weird.
Could you guys excuse us just for a moment?
Sure.
Thanks. What? What do you guys want?
Elaine, I've got to have another picture of Jillian.
I tried to get him one, but Manhands almost ripped my arm out of the socket. Could have got
my stomach.
Guys, I gotta go. Take it easy.
Elaine? May I come?
I'm sorry. We've already got a George.
What did you want to see me about, Mr. Leland?
Kramer, I've been reviewing your work. Quite frankly, it stinks.
Well, I've been having trouble at home, and I'll work harder. Nights, weekends, whatever it takes.
No, I don't think that's going to do it. These reports you handed in, it's almost as if you have no business training at all. I don't know what this is supposed to be.
Well, I'm just trying to get ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. There's just no way that we could keep you on.
I don't even really work here.
That's what makes this so difficult.
Hi. I'm George.
Are you sure you're supposed to be here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to come here all the time with my fiancée back when it was a meatpacking plant. Here's a picture.
What'd you do? Cut this out of a magazine or something?
All right.
That's me. It's from a Clinique ad I did.
Let's go. Private party.
Who is it?
Delaney.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Kevin. Oh.
Come on in.
Okay. Hi, Jean. What's up?
Just reading. Hey, what are you doing?
Eating olives.
Ever hear of asking? Who is it?
Feldman. From across the hall.
Hold on.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Look who I ran into.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Vargas.
Want to catch a ball game this weekend?
Great!
Okay,
great.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Vargas.
Well, I got him. All right. Hey, Lane. Feldman was able to get us all tickets to the Bolshoi. Fourth row center.
Get out!
What's the matter with you?
Kevin, I'm
so sorry. Is there anything I can do?
Haven't you done enough already?
It was here, I'm telling you. It was really here. There was a bar and a dance floor.
I guess the DJ booth was over there behind the bone saw. Let's get out of here, George.
Today, I discovered there's a payphone in the lobby that has free long distance.
Oh, so what did you do?
I called the phone company and immediately reported the error.
Nice.
Who is it?
Feldman. From across the hall.
Hold on.
Kevin. Brought some groceries.
Again? Feldman, you didn't have to do that.
Hey, what are friends for?
You know, I may not say this enough, but you two are about the best friends a guy could have. Oh, me so happy. Me want to cry.